Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 37. Get the law of attraction to work for you. This past week, I was attending my biannual meeting of the Transformational Leadership Council in New Orleans. At one point, I was talking to Paul Sheely of Learning Strategies about the important distinction between inspiration, which comes from who we really are, consciousness, the creator, and intention, which comes from who we think we are, the ego, the creation. See my blog post where I discuss this distinction in detail at mortylefko.com/create-happiness. In the middle of the conversation, I had a thought that might explain why the law of attraction works sometimes and not other times. When you are inspired to do something, inspirations are created out of nothing, just because. The creator that you really are will help to manifest that inspiration. The universe will support you. On the other hand, when your ego sets an intention, intentions are shaped and limited by our prior beliefs, you generally will not be supported by who you really are, by consciousness, by the universe. In other words, consciousness will help to manifest the visions it inspired to begin with, and the ego will have to work hard to bring its intentions to fruition. What I'm suggesting is that the law of attraction is nothing more than consciousness manifesting its own creations, namely your inspirations. The law is not applicable to intentions it did not create. Now, obviously, it's possible to achieve ego-created intentions with effective strategies and actions, but you will not have the law of attraction support in the same way as you would if you were focused on implementing an inspiration. Take a look in your own life. Think about the times that the law of attraction seemed to be working, when merely thinking about something seemed to be enough for it to manifest. And then think about the times that you struggled to get something you wanted. Was the goal you were striving to achieve a function of an intention or an inspiration? Does this distinction explain when the law of attraction works for you and when it doesn't? Tell me and my readers your stories. For information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, go to recreateyourlife.com/free, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. Have a good week, and I will speak to you next week with podcast number 38. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at mortylefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.